Summit County Manager Bob Jasper says he's dismayed by the federal government's inability to come to a compromise and hope that it won't be long before the government is back up and running. In the meantime, he's hopeful that other accommodations can be made for the women and children who use the WIC program to get fed. The reality is, he says, is that we pay for public health programs up front or later in the emergency room.
As of today, we will, in essence, shut down our WIC program. It's women and infant children. I am told that the governor is going to put in some state money to honor the vouchers that have already been issued. This is a program where we give pregnant or women who are nursing or can't nurse and using formula some supplemental foods, and it's targeted towards nutritious, healthy kinds of foods. And you know, we've been doing this program for 30 years, and we've always been proud of it because it is, when you think in terms of public health, we're trying to keep people healthy. And if poor people start out where they can't feed their children or they are not healthy while they're pregnant, that just leads to forever long-term health costs and just poor qualities of life. We pay in the end.
About 95% of the WIC program is funded by the federal government. The county, he says, has had to pick up more of the immunizations costs due to budget cuts last year. A lack of planning on the federal government's part, he says, doesn't make it easy for the county to do business.
The state has since restored some of that. I don't know, it's like playing fiscal roulette right now, trying to have continuity and well-planned, well-organized services when the funding comes and goes like that.
Because they don't know what to expect, he says it's difficult to plan ahead. To hopefully make up for the loss of the WIC program, he says the county is working with the Christian Center, and he encourages those who would like to help to contribute there.
You know, again, we're reacting to a crisis. It's not like we have a long-term solution worked out. We don't know if 2 days from now the funding will be back or it'll never come back. We just don't know. You know, at the same time, the Congress has basically broken off, have never done this before, funding for food stamps out of the agricultural bill. And so I guess we're still going to do crop subsidies, but at this point there is no funding mechanism for food stamps. So we don't know where that will go.
That's Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. Meanwhile, due to the lapse in federal government funding, the U.S. Forest Service is operating with minimal staff to ensure certain essential services. All facilities, including Forest Service offices and developed recreational areas such as campgrounds and picnic areas, are closed. This would include the 2,500 square miles of the Uinta, Wasatch, and Cache National Forest. General areas of the National Forest where you may drive, hike, hunt, and fish do remain accessible. The forest, which encompasses 7 wilderness areas, is one of the most frequently visited in the country. The forest is divided up into districts and spread across north-central Utah, as well as a small slice of southwest Wyoming, from the heavily visited Tri-Canyons of the Salt Lake Ranger District to the rugged Mountain View District, the remote northern gateway to King's Peak, the highest point in Utah. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.